in a few minutes behind the scenes, what I was thinking is what people would most like to hear. And I think, you know, one of the things that's most impressive about everything you do is you're really demonstrating the positive energy. And that affects everything, because otherwise it's just a bunch of talk. And you're saying all these legal stuff. And if the energy is like despairing, which a lot of channels are, not that it's their fault, that's all they can see, but it's so valuable when you're spreading the opposite. So you're in California right now. Mm-hmm. You're in the middle of a very interesting environment with interesting leadership and school boards and county supervisors and people like that. What do you do in the midst of those encounters that keeps you in touch with positive energy?
I'm a person of faith, so I do pray. And right. I literally choose, it's a choice, and I choose to focus on the positive. One of my favorite sayings is, I can't wait to see the good that comes from this. I can't wait to see the good that comes from this.
That's
and
incredible.
There is good that will come from things. I'm not sure if I told you my story in one of the previous sessions that we had, Richard, where I was temporarily blind. I had eye surgery, and I spent hours and hours. I had 2 weeks that I had to be in bed without moving. I could only get up. I could only get up 10. Are we recording now for the next session, or should we?
Yeah, I can tell my story. This is good. This is
perfect. I could only get out of bed for 10 minutes of every hour, and I had to sleep exactly still so that my eye, the detached retina, could heal after the surgery.
Was that on one side or both sides?
It was on my left eye, which is this eye, and the way that the tear happened, I completely was blind, and I had to have several surgeries to repair this, or one main surgery and then some procedures.
How old were you at the time?
I'm sorry?
How old were you?
This was just a few years ago, 2018.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So going into the surgery, I prepared by asking for words of support from my students. Luckily, I have a very large group of supporters.
Right.
And many people sent me messages of encouragement. I actually read those onto my phone and I recorded it. So as I was laying in bed, I would, because I couldn't see, I would listen to these prayers, and I recorded my own prayers. And remember, I don't listen to music. Right. So I was not listening to music, but I also listened to some books on tape. But what I did was this. I did have some eye buddies on Facebook. As I started to recover, I was able to, you know, again, spend a few minutes online. Mm-hmm. And it was so interesting to me in this group. Many of us had the same situation of either being temporarily blind, partially blind, or losing vision in one eye, or completely losing vision.
Right.
And it was so interesting that I started to see groups of people, those that were the cheerleaders and those that needed the cheering. And I fell into the group of the cheerleader. Okay. And there were kind of the, I also call them naysayers and yaysayers. So I'm a yaysayer, like, yay, you can do this.
Right.
And the entire time going into the surgery, I would just use this phrase over and over. It was like, thank you, Lord, because I was seeing it already completed. Thank you for a beautiful procedure, beautiful recovery, and beautiful results.
Wow.
I willingly place myself into the hands.
You didn't just say that. You felt it.
I felt it and I knew it. I would not allow myself to go down the road that the other naysayers were saying, what if it doesn't work? What if I lose vision in my other eye? What if it hurts? What if, what if, what if? And my what ifs were, what if my vision is better than ever?
Okay.
What if this is the worst thing that ever happens to me in my life? What if I recover perfectly? Now, my vision isn't perfect, but I have it. And guess what? I have a bionic eye now because I had to have the lens replaced. So I can read like medicine bottles or something. If you ever need me to read the fine print, I can do it. I refuse to entertain any other outcome. So what we're going through now, I refuse to entertain the idea that there's going to be a bloody civil war. I refuse to entertain it. It may happen, but I am not going to live in despair of that. I see the vision of all of us coming together, or those who want to, with our freedom communities, with the animal shelter and the kids and the senior center and the organic garden. I can see it. I can see it clearly. And that is where I'm going to live. Now, I had to have several procedures. It was not smooth sailing. And every step along the way, I would say to myself, I can't wait to see the good that comes from this. Wow. I can't wait to see how this is going to turn out. This could turn out better than expected. I refused to plant a seed of doubt. And people will say, well, Peggy, you just because positive thinking isn't enough. And I said, yes. But even if the outcome would have been different than I desired,
right,
at least between now and then, I enjoyed myself. Why exactly. would I destroy my path?
There's
why would
no,
I destroy
no
the
downside.
Journey? Even if it turned out that my vision didn't come back, at least the whole time I was ebullient and positive. So there is no downside. And I understand this doesn't come easily for everyone, Richard, which is why I'm going to be doing my daily encouragements of the Healthy American Morning.
Right.
This is what we'll be talking about is how there are ways of changing your perspective that people have done already. They may not even realize that they have had periods of consciousness, of being aware and awake and alert and alive. And I want to remind them of those times in their life when they've had that and how to reclaim it and how to build on that, because people do have the capacity. We want to just dust it off, shine a light on it, magnify it, and then just encourage. We need daily encouragement.
This is what people in another language call manifesting. And they're always wondering, well, I don't know how to do manifesting. And they don't realize they're doing it now.
That's right.
It's just they're manifesting what they're worried might happen.
Exactly.
And if they change that, which seems to be the less natural course for people that are brainwashed into the system.
Yeah.
If they change that, the potential is unknown. And the group that you're talking to right now, the main focus, besides helping individuals to take advantage of that and physical upgrades in their lifestyle and stuff that'll help them, is I want to scale that up. And we've had examples like the Japanese water experiment that you probably heard of, right?
Yes.
Where they changed the cluster arrangement of the water molecules. And the already done doctors in China that were standing behind the bedside, behind the headboard of a lady who came from America with advanced bladder cancer. And they had a sonogram, or what do they call it? An ultrasound machine, I guess, put on her lower abdomen over the bladder. And they were behind the bed doing what you just described. And they said, already done in Chinese. And they were repeating it over and over. But it wasn't the words. There are no magic words. But what you put into the words, the experience of the reality. And in 20 minutes, her cancer disappeared. And the other one is the Ho'oponopono people that were, you know, cured. This one guy who was really good at it cured a whole mental hospital full of violent patients by looking at their file with their picture and saying, I'm sorry, please forgive me. In other words, seeing that this is all cured by my cleaning out myself. And they went home. And what I've noticed about that is that no one, and we know this because of the world is like it is, no one has scaled this up. And that doesn't mean you can't. And I can't think of a single reason that we couldn't. But if you could take the essence of that, what you did with your eye surgery, and just change your relative perception of size, where now you might think the world is big and you realize it's like a speck of dust, smaller than an eye, and do it with that, why couldn't we change the whole energy pattern of the planet? Because you did it with your eye.
That's right. It is the only true hope, Richard. And
it's the only thing I can see that could work at this point.
Yeah.
And I think you're doing it. So, you know, running into that is incredible. Just a super bonus.
Wonderful. Well, that's what I'll be sharing in that upcoming series. And look forward to having folks join me there. We can do it.
10 o'clock, 5 days a week in the morning.
That's right. That's
And that's going to be, is it going to be you live every time?
It'll be me. It may be a premiere, meaning the show will appear at 10. And then as I'm able to get my technology going, I would like to stream live so that there's interaction.
Okay, you might record it for a while to get it going.
I might record it for a while, yeah.
You gonna have other people on it with you or just you?
For this, it'll just be me.
Okay, good.
Yeah, at this point. So it's I have a very clear vision of what I've I want to share. And it will be a, each week we'll have a theme. So we really will build and there will be interaction, which is why I like the idea of being live, because people can interact with each other in real time.
This with is the chat function.
That's right. Right. I think the chat function is a really important aspect of what we do. Right. Pastor David and I are doing these weekly calls for pastoral counseling and education on these religious exemptions. And I tell you, the people are having so much fun in the chat. Sometimes they don't even hear what we're saying. But it's such an important part of this, because they are eager to connect with life. I call it life-minded people who are focused on life. And it is a wonderful opportunity for people to find their tribe and find their people, connecting from all different areas, sometimes connecting geographically or by industry. And I think it is such an important value and something that I can offer when we're going live. So the first few episodes will be what's called a premiere, which means the show airs at 10 o'clock. And as people are watching, they can interact with each other. Okay. After the show is finished, it will still live on YouTube, but it will just be people commenting, you know, whenever they see the show. And then hopefully it'll be live going forward. So I'm really thrilled about this. This is something that I have a great deal of passion for. And it is literally sending out the life preservers. So regardless of the situation that the people are facing, they will have the resilience, the wherewithal, the personal capacity to handle it. And that's one of the sayings is, I will find another way. There's always another way. I'm going to find it. And they can apply these tools to whatever situation they're in, whether they're up in front of the school board, whether they're trying to convince their you know, ex-spouse to get the kids out of school, whether they're trying to get medical care. I want, rather than just talk about these discrete situations, let's give you empowerment for your life. And that's a new phase that I think we're really in. In the early days, we were all trying to figure out, like, what's going on? What are these laws? The information's available now. I love how you put it, Richard. You said physical upgrades. Let's do these emotional upgrades as well, right? The emotional and the intellectual and mental upgrades, so that rather than being hijacked by your emotions, you, as you said, you've got to remove that at a certain point, use the intellectual capacity, and you'll be able to do it. This is where we need to go.
Right. So this is inspiration and upliftment. And this, is there a charge for this show or not?
No. It's completely, will be public.
Okay. And I wonder if it's necessary at some point, if YouTube won't host it, you could integrate it with PeggyHall.tv eventually if you need to, I guess.
Yes, it will. Everything will air on PeggyHall.tv, but those will be recordings. Unfortunately, PeggyHall.tv does not have a live stream function.
Not at this point.
But it can live there for people who want to see it and make sure that it's not taken away. And you know, Richard, I have a lot of people that only go to PeggyHall.tv. They do not watch my videos on YouTube. They don't watch them on Facebook because they know they'll eventually put there immediately. And so they just have a one-stop shop. And for whatever reason, they don't want to participate with social media. And I understand that. And I think that's part of the value also.
We also found another live streaming platform if you need it at some point. It's out of Israel, which is funny because they're some of the most tyrannical right now in their government. But this place is really good. It's cheap. It's very reliable. And it'll live stream anytime. So,
I definitely want to know about all of that. Always looking for other opportunities.
Might come in handy. Okay. Well, you have to apologize to Pastor David for us keeping you so long. I'm sorry. But it's really great to have an excuse to visit with you again.
Thank you, Peggy. That was great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you so much, Richard. Always a pleasure. You're so grounding and calming, and I really need that. And
you're super inspiring. It's really great to have you on. I would harass you more often, but I know you've got a few other things to do.
I appreciate that. You keep giving me those nudges, and I feel we're kind of entering this new phase now where I actually feel more relaxed, not as pressured, not as things are not as urgent. Because I think more and more people understand what's going on. Also, the website has so much information at the fingertips. I've automated a lot of things, so I don't need to just answer questions. I've got a whole team of supporters now that answer questions for me.
So we don't have to feel as guilty bothering you occasionally.
you can bother me anytime. And I appreciate your patience as I get back. It's like, I know he texted me. I hope I responded. All right. Signing off, friends. Thanks, right. Doug. Thanks, right. Richard.
Have a nice night.
I hope you have a beautiful evening and I hope you have a great weekend.
We'll give you the file too.
I look forward to that. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Take care.